every night at 11. CBS 47 Action News Jax is on the scene wherever news is breaking.
Live in St. Augustine.
In Mandarin.
Live from Riverside.
I'm Action News Jax, Tanika Hughes. With more reporters all over Jacksonville, we can bring you more in-depth local news coverage from where you live.
On the north side.
Downtown Jacksonville.
In Orange Park.
Live in Atlantic Beach.
And I'm John Bachman. More reporters means we cover more news, and that makes you more informed.
It's why more people are watching Action News Jax at 11. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey guys, welcome back to BabeCast, another over-the-phone episode. I have a feeling this podcast is going to be like this for a while, considering everything that's going on. But you know what? I want to continue supporting everybody in the community, and today's episode is really great. She has an amazing story. I've always wanted to meet her. And finally, she came on the podcast. Not only is she a big ocean advocate, always making an effort to donate to help clean our oceans, but she also is from a military family, and that's basically her heart and soul. So we talked all about that and everything that she's got going on right now since the coronavirus lockdown. They have a Shop Small Business campaign going on to support all of the businesses out in Jack's Beach. I mean, a lot is happening, and I'm very excited that I got to talk to her this past week. So please welcome to BabeCast, the owner of the Admiral's Daughters, Lindsay.
Last month and a half.
I know. I cannot wait until we can be around people again, because this whole virtual thing is actually making my life a lot harder.
I can only imagine. I just I work from home all the time by myself.
Right.
And I feel like it's almost worse. Like my vocabulary is waning.
I know. I'm like, I forget how to function. It's like, oh, it's all weird. So how are you? How are you holding up?
I'm good, actually. You know, I have my certainly some moments where I'm freaking out, and then in general, I'm pretty good. If I get to a certain point of the day and we haven't sold anything online, that's when I freak out.
Yeah, I understand that. So we're going to talk about the Admiral's Daughter and like how you started and what we've got going on right now because of everything that's happening. But I wanted to, so usually when I can see people in person, I'll do like a fun little get to know you kind of questionnaire thing.
Okay.
But since these are weird times, I'm going to do it all like quarantine specific. So these are going to be rapid fire questions that are all kind of related to what we're all going through right now. Is that cool?
No, boy. We'll do my best.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
So the first thing that you grab from the pantry or the fridge?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Nice. First place you're going to go when this is all over?
Ooh, Hawkers.
Hawkers. Hell yeah. They're still doing to go, right?
Oh yeah. And I'm still supporting.
Okay. Good. Good. Favorite at home exercise if you're doing anything right now?
Mat Pilates.
I need to try that. I need to switch it up because I'm losing all motivation. Like, I just cannot lately. Favorite show you're binging right now?
Ooh, I just finished McMillions last night.
Oh, was it good?
It's unbelievable.
Okay, everybody keeps talking about that, and it's kind of crazy because it's obviously based in Jacksonville, right?
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Okay, we got to watch that. Biggest pet peeve with whoever you're quarantining with right now? Maybe, I don't know if it's your significant other or who.
Well, that's my cat, and she likes to meow at the door when she wants to go out and I'm not ready to get up.
That sounds about right. My dogs are very annoying as well, so I feel you there. So first place you want to travel when we're all allowed to travel again?
Oh, that's really tough. I don't know.
It's hard to even think about traveling right now because I'm like, I'm scared to even like leave my house. Never mind getting on an airplane.
I usually travel so much for business, and so I'm very satiated in that aspect of my life. But
for fun, like, where would you want to go?
Bali.
Okay, I would love to go there as well. It's just so far. You're on a plane for like 24 hours, right?
All right.
Yeah. A hobby that you wish you could pick up right now.
Napping more.
I like that. That's basically my hobby already. So one thing that you've learned about yourself from all of this.
That I am resilient.
Resilient. I like it. In what way?
Being a small business owner, I think trying to come up with new solutions every day and making sure you're keeping your head on straight that way.
Yeah, and it's hard too. I mean, with everything going on. So is the Admiral's Daughter, do you have a storefront or it's all online?
So we sell wholesale and we sell online.
Okay, so it's both. So what are do you have specific stores that you sell out of?
We do. We're all over the place.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole list of stores on our website. But,
oh, okay, cool.
Right now I've got a stack of boxes in my living room that are assigned to stores that aren't accepting orders right now.
Right, that's the bummer part because nothing's open.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm certainly not going to ship them and charge them and say, oh, sorry for your luck.
Right, absolutely. So can you talk about like the background of the Admiral's Daughter, how you started it, why, and what kind of the motivation behind it was?
Yeah, of course. It's fairly unique. In 2014, my mom actually got sick, or at least we started to notice that something was wrong. She ended up being diagnosed with two types of dementia.
Oh, wow.
Aphasia and Alzheimer's, which is, of course, unfortunate. My dad asked me to move to Jacksonville to help him take care of my mom. I'm the youngest of five. And
oh, wow.
And my parents have just done everything for me that I've ever wanted. And so I clearly jumped at the chance. I came back. I had been living in Bermuda. And
wow. What were you living in Bermuda for?
I'm a graphic designer, art director,
okay.
Graphic designer. So I was doing that.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. That's a whole other thing. But I came back. I moved in with my parents as a 32-year-old.
Yeah, that's got to be an interesting change.
Yeah, and my father and I were brainstorming ways for me to have a flexible work environment, and I was going to go back into work in production or for a sports team. I had been chatting with the Jaguars, and we knew that I'd have no flexibility, and so we ended up starting the Admiral's Daughters for that. And based on the way that we grew up, we're a Navy family, of course.
Yeah.
My dad was career military. We moved all over the place. We knew that that was going to be a really strong driving force behind the business. And so all of our shirt designs are very ocean-centric. Everything's very positive messaging. And, of course, we give part of our proceeds back to military family charities and ocean conservation charities.
That's amazing. And that's obviously huge here in Jacksonville because, you know, we're a military town. So I feel like that's definitely something that do you frequently hear like a lot of people's stories or what they're going through or anything like that?
I do. And it's one of my favorite parts of the business is actually connecting with people.
Right.
I like designing stuff, but I am a people person, and hearing the victories, the sad things, the happy things, the homecomings, feeling the connections between people. It's one of those things that drives us. And we actually are working on putting some new content out, interviewing people that have stories to tell that could potentially, be relatable to others that have been in similar situations.
Absolutely.
So that's something we're looking to do this year.
Wow, I love that idea so much. What would that look like? Like a video or you know, like a podcast or?
Yeah, I think video format.
Yeah. Those reunion homecoming videos, like I've never seen one where I didn't cry. It's
exactly.
It was like, I didn't even know I had those feelings inside of me. And it's just, those are the most intense videos. And like, I'm not even friends with anybody in the military, so I have no connection to it, and it still makes me bawl. So I can't imagine being like actually in that.
There was a time when we were in we were stationed in Alameda outside of San Francisco, and my dad was gone. It was during the Gulf War. He was gone almost the full 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He ended up being home for, like, 3 weeks here and a couple weeks here in between the official deployments, but it was a really, really long time.
And that, the feeling when you see your dad for the first time after all of that, like, that's a really long time. That has to be the best feeling in the world, right? I mean.
Oh, it's awesome. And it's really, at the time, my dad was the captain of the ship, my favorite ship that he was ever on. And he's the last person to leave. So you see all these families being reunited, which is so amazing. And then you're just waiting hours until he either gets off the boat or we're invited on.
Oh, my gosh. So you just are standing there kind of waiting to see what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did that happen a lot?
There were two distinct times that I kind of remember it like that, but I was also very young.
Aw, and you have four other siblings?
I do.
Brothers, sisters, both?
I have, it's me and then three brothers and a sister, and they're all older.
Oh, that's so awesome. So are they involved in the business at all, or this is just strictly you?
So my father and I own the business together. They are, of course, incredibly supportive. But none of them live anywhere close to here. So.
Oh, okay. So you're just kind of like holding down the fort.
That's right.
So how long has it been since you started?
We officially registered the business October 15th of 2014.
Okay. So it's been a while. And I know that you are doing a lot with it, aside from just obviously it being your business. Like, I feel like you have a lot going on. Like, I think I saw something because today is Earth Day. You have something going on for Earth Day?
Absolutely. Last year we started doing a limited edition shirt for Earth Day.
Oh, nice.
So what we're doing with it is giving $10 of every shirt purchase to a 501c3 called Ocean Conservancy. Mm-hmm. They're doing really, really wonderful things as far as educating people and keeping our oceans clean.
That's
so
great.
If we sell everything, then we'll be just shy of a $500 donation to them, which is really great.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's Ocean, that's something that you're always kind of donating to, right? As well as military families. That's something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I am the annoying friend that is yelling at you for having plastic bags. I won't let you in my house if you have a bottle in your hand.
I don't think that's annoying. I think that's the way it probably should be. I think it's more knowledge. Like, people don't really think about the consequences or think about what they're doing. And maybe some people are stubborn. Like, my parents, for instance, they'll still buy plastic bottles. And they have 14 refrigerators with filters. And I'm like, why are you still, and you have all these Yeti cups. I'm like, why are you still buying these? It's just like a weird habit thing that they like are too, they can't break for some reason.
Yeah, definitely. It just takes a little bit of education and, you know, a person like me or you kind of nagging them a couple times.
Yeah. Usually the nagging though has the opposite effect. Like, whenever I tell them to do, they'll just do the opposite.
I recently went on a cross country road trip with my boyfriend, and we would stop at Subway or wherever to get a meal.
Yeah.
And I would put my drink in the paper cup, and I wouldn't put a lid on it, and I wouldn't take a straw.
Right.
It's like, well, what are we going to do? We're in the car. I'm like, well, first of all, like, out of my purse, I pulled two glass straws that I had in the car.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, oh my God, you are ridiculous.
I love it. And also, I mean, we're not children. We can drink without a lid.
Exactly.
It's not that big of a deal. Although I say that and then I'll be the person to spill it. So, are you doing anything specific for the business in light of the pandemic and coronavirus and all the crazy stuff that's going on?
We are, so we have a Jaguars inspired line that we created, and normally I don't have it for sale at this time of year. I brought it back since it's local specific,
right.
And we're using $10 of the purchase of those shirts and actually donating it to the Service Industry Relief Fund.
Oh, that's great.
Which is really great. We're just shy of, I think, $200 giving back to them now. And so I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they're buying gift cards to Publix and other local restaurants. So the restaurants are benefiting, and then the people who've been furloughed that are in the service industry are also benefiting from that.
Yeah, so it's like a win-win all around. I love that.
Exactly.
That's what everyone's kind of being encouraged to do now, if you can, to buy the gift cards from the restaurants. Because, like, let's be honest, when this is all over, that's the first place I want to go.
Yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Have there been any struggles or obstacles or situations you've come across since owning it that you've kind of had to overcome that you feel like have made you a stronger business owner?
Well, all the time.
Yeah, like every day. Duh.
I mean, apart from this, which I'm looking at in a positive light.
Yeah.
I'm getting my website to work better, and hopefully, you know, we'll be better as far as performing with Google Analytics and stuff in 6 months from now. So last year was tough. Last year, my mom actually passed away.
I'm so sorry.
And so the first time, that's okay. Thank you. It was time. But the first half of that year, I barely worked, and it was very reflective of our sales.
Yeah.
So I spent the second half of the year just kicking my ass, and we did. We certainly made up a lot, which is crazy. We ended up with the same revenue as we did the previous year, and it was pretty much all from that second half of the year. So. There's been a lot of course, personal things that have been up and down with my family. But of course we have this wonderful business as a result of all of that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I feel like it's hard too, especially, I mean, really with any job to put aside the personal things, especially something as sad and life altering as losing a loved one. I mean, I feel like it's hard to kind of come back from that and think, you know, you really like think about what's really important, and then it's kind of hard to bounce back. But I mean, I guess if you're passionate about what you do and you love what you do, you'll do it no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. And at the time I was really bummed, of course, I was grieving.
Yeah.
But I was really bummed about the business, and my roommate at the time, who's one of my best friends, she's awesome, and she's been a very huge help in working events with me and just keeping me positive and stuff. She reminded me that the entire reason we started the business was so that when that happened, I could be flexible. And I was like, you know, you're absolutely right.
Right.
Take it for what it is, spend the time with my family, you know, do whatever I need, and then get back to it.
And really no regrets. Like, you know, you did what you need to do. You were there for your family and you built a business out of it. I mean, I feel like that's super impressive because a lot of people could go either way with that. You know, that's hard. That's hard on anybody. And I feel like you really just built something for yourself. So I think that's really amazing.
Thank you very much.
So I also saw on your Instagram that you are doing some type of shop small local event. Is that an event or it's a virtual thing? Or
Beaches Shop Small is happening on May 2nd. And the amazing, also Navy family, also family, mother-daughter run duo over at Sailor's Byron, they put this together, which is really incredible. They've gathered a ton of small business owners from the Beaches community and put a bio of every business owner on this website, and are encouraging everyone on May 2nd to use that day to shop small with your Beaches shops.
That's amazing. So I mean, is it a one-day event only, or people can kind of, it's a one-stop shop kind of for everything local that we have at the beach?
It's certainly not one day only. I mean, you could go on the website right now and access all of the same stuff. It's a similar idea to Shop Small Saturday or whatever the heck that's called.
Yeah, is that the day that's like after Black Friday or whatever?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. pardon me again, my vocabulary.
No. You're fine. I'm like, by the time I do these interviews, I'm like brain dead. So no worries. I've already talked for like 7 hours, so you're good.
But yeah, it's similar idea to that, and everything, all of this information is gathered in one place, which is really cool.
That's so great. I love this idea too. And what did they just kind of think, you know, we all locally need the support right now. And I mean, I live in Jacks Beach too. So I do believe that we are all kind of very like, we want to keep our businesses there and we want to like stay, we want them to stay open. So however we can support is, mm-hmm. Do you feel that like from the community ever since this started happening?
Very, very much. So for me, I do a lot of festivals and events and pop-up shops.
Yeah.
So most of the time, the people who are currently ordering from my website, a lot of them, I recognize their names or their faces, or they'll send a personal note with their purchase, which is unbelievable in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of those people who would normally shop with us at events.
Right. So they're kind of making up for it.
Exactly. And I love it because I think one of the things that Beaches Shop Small says is keep small business in business.
Because absolutely.
So many people, if we don't support them now, they might not make it through, or they might, you know, they'll be playing catch up for ages or have all sorts of struggles with, you know, employees and keeping them and, it's a hard time for everybody. I know that.
I mean, that's true. And like, that's the unfortunate reality of this whole thing is like, you know, can we survive it? I know I don't mean to be like dark now, but I just feel like it's scary because, you know, like even in radio, I'll just use that as an example. There's other companies who were like furloughing people and laying them off because, you know, nobody's making money right now. Like we're not making money, you know? So it's scary. And I think we all, no matter what industry you're in, have these like kind of doubts. Like, am I going to have a job? Like some of my best friends work in restaurants and they're just not working right now. You know, it sucks. But definitely. I mean, this is so great that we live in this town and community where we can support each other and try to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Yep. Absolutely.
I love that. Okay. So do you have any advice for anybody? Maybe we'll do it towards what's going on right now. If they feel like they're struggling and they don't know what's next, or maybe you could do it in a positive way, like a reset on their careers or whatever. Advice for somebody that maybe is kind of going down the negative train right now because of everything that's going on.
Oh gosh. I can tell you what I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know everything works differently for everybody. If I feel myself start to get frustrated, I actually walk away from my work for a few minutes or an hour. I will probably take a 15-minute nap, and that kind of gives my whole brain a restart. It's usually enough, and then I wake up and I'm like, okay, what can I do? What one thing can I do now to change something, whether it's sending an email or contacting somebody or focusing on one product that we have on our website to sell through Instagram stories or something like that, mm-hmm. if that's going to make me feel like I've accomplished something for the day or give me positivity to feed off of.
Yeah, that's such great. Honestly, the fact that you can take an only 15-minute nap is really impressive to me. I'm like, I go to sleep and I wake up 4 hours later.
It's usually just enough time for me to fade out and back in.
I like it. And I know we're all struggling right now. I mean, no matter what it is. But I think that's such a good mentality to have, is one thing at a time. Because sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with like what's next, even when there's not a freaking pandemic going on. So I think that that's a really good advice no matter what is happening in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
So where can people buy your Earth Day shirts and find out more details of the stores that are participating in the local event? What day is that again? May 2nd, you said?
May 2nd.
Okay.
So that is, I believe that is Beaches Shop small.com.
Okay, I'll have everybody go to your Instagram so that they can just find it there.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. It is beaches.small.com, and our website is theadmiralsdaughters.com. So there's an S at the end of Admirals and an S at the end of Daughters.
Okay, awesome. I know you're usually used to working events, but do you have anything planned that's coming up in the future that is still happening, or everything's kind of on the back burner now?
Everything is pretty much on the back burner. We will, I've been working with Clean Your 904 for a beach cleanup that was supposed to happen March 28th. So once this is all done, we will reschedule that, which is always a really great, fun outdoor event.
Absolutely.
And then I'm sure, hopefully, there'll be lots of ways to
support
the community. Exactly.
Good. I love it. Okay. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for talking with me, and good luck with everything. I know you guys are doing amazing things. So now more people can find out about you and go buy all your stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, girl.